5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined by comedian Brian Sternick.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Welcome to the show.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it is. Twitter interactions were fun for so long, but then it was like, he's got to come.
Yeah, now I got to hang out in real life in this cool-ass basement studio.
Yeah, Paul's got a great setup here.
We love it. That's why I come all the way to Akron. So, Brian, why do you hate your roommate?
My roommate? He's a motherfucker.
Okay. This isn't just roommates. This is one guy.
This is one particular guy.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So I've had a bad string of roommates.
Okay.
I moved, when I moved out, being an adult, like probably like 23, 22, I had a good roommate, the legendary Rick Wong. Okay. He was solid roommate. And then this guy, his name's Kaywood. I'll say his name.
Okay.
Kaywood, and that's not
is
even
that his, a real name?
No, I thought.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was his real name for like years. I found out like a year and a half. I lived with him for 3 years. I found out a year and a half ago that his real name was John. And I was like, why don't you tell me? He goes, it doesn't need to be said. I was like, yeah, it does, because just getting mail for John. And I'm like, I don't know that guy.
So you've been throwing away his mail?
Yeah! I was like, keep it in the mailbox. He goes, no, that's my mail, dude. What the fuck? I was like, sorry, I thought your real name was Kaywood.
Is it K-Wood?
It's C-A space Wood.
Jeez.
I think.
I hate this guy.
Yeah! He's a fucking punk.
Yeah, dude. All right, fuck. So, how did you meet this person?
So I knew him, my childhood home. He, when I was probably like 21, before we lived together, he like lived across the street. And when I was like 21, you know, I was kind of like working like a grocery store job, hanging over my neighbor's house across the street, who I've known. He was living with them through, what's that little hotel thing where people like live there for like 3 days? Like,
oh, the Cleveland Hostel?
No, Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
It was Airbnb. And I met him there, and he was just graduated college, and I was like still kind of in a dead end job, didn't do comedy yet. And I would hang over there. That's when I smoked a lot of weed. I'd smoke weed and I'd kind of hang out with him. Yeah, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I moved out. I moved in with my roommate, Pat. And then a year of us living together, we moved out somewhere else and we needed a third roommate. And I heard that Kaywood needed another roommate. So he came by, and the dynamic was weird because I was a lazy fucking roommate.
Yeah, sure.
And Pat was all, I was like messy. Pat would clean shit up.
Sure. Yeah.
He would just clean everything up. Like, I'd leave two dishes in the sink. I'd be like, I'll do them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come like 30 seconds later, the dishes are gone.
Yeah.
It's like very like, I'm lazy. He was just OCD.
Yeah.
Kaywood was right in the middle because he smoked a lot of weed. He smoked a lot of weed and like he was just in his room playing video games like all the time.
Mm.
So then they both move out. For a year. Well, Kaywood moves out for a year. Pat went to law school. So I got Brett Thomas, the goat. And this girl, Brittany, that's another story. But and then once they moved, once Brittany moved out the next year, Kaywood's like, hey, I'm coming back. He moved to Denver because he wanted to smoke a lot of weed legally because he's paranoid. So then he comes back and he goes, hey, can I live there? I was like, absolutely, dude. Yeah, sure. Yeah. There was no hard feelings. He wasn't bad. And then it was me, Brett, and him, and two comics living together. There wasn't that person cleaning up. I had to turn into that person cleaning up, and I was not good at it. I'd be like, yeah, I'll clean up. It looks good. I was the type of guy, like, if I clean something, I don't actually use that cleaner. I just get, like, paper towel and wet it. I'm like, it looks clean, so it's clean.
Right.
Which isn't, like, the worst thing in the world.
No, it's not the worst thing.
But then the he just started building because Brett, me and Brett were pretty mad. By the time, when it was just me, I was like keeping it together. Brett, it was his first time moving out. And I have no hard feelings towards Brett. I love Brett. But we were just not like clean.
Sure.
Right. Like by the time Brett moved in and I moved in, it was just all comedy, comedy, comedy. And then it started picking up and then like it started getting like a little not like really messy. I'm saying like five or six shirts in the living room.
Sure.
Okay. Like spread out. And like two pairs of shoes randomly. Like that's how it was. Dishes weren't really done. Dishes stopped getting done. And then the dude Kaywood moved in. He was like freaking out. I was like, dude, I got you. I don't want you paranoid. So I like helped him clean everything. And then he started just kind of just being like, whoa. Okay, I need everything clean. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'll help you. He goes, no, dude, we need to clean at a certain time, a certain day of the week. I was like, no, we can just clean separately. He goes, I don't want to do that. We can't do that. And I was like, dude, if you're getting that paranoid, I will help you out. So I kind of like suckered into
paranoid about what?
I don't know. And now I'm like thinking, I was like, what the fuck was I like? I was just helping him out because he was fucking going crazy.
I will be straight up. I have been a shitty roommate in the past. Multiple times. I've also been a very good roommate. I love living on my own the best. Still, like, I love Chelsea, but I mean, if I could choose to live on my own, I would. I don't have to deal with anybody's bullshit.
Yeah,
nobody can fucking say boo to a goose to me because it's all on me. You know, and that's what I liked. But I'm just curious, like, going through this, like, I'm curious to, like, hear the examples you give to, like, know if I've done it or not, because I know that people who listen to this show fucking have been former roommates of mine. I'm sure they're gonna want to know if I own up to shit. So like, this is one of these ones where I have to be completely honest. So yeah. I'm curious now.
Okay, I'll speed it up because these are just little examples about how the dynamic changed.
I just want to know what the paranoia is from. Like that'd be my first question for him. Like, what are you fucking paranoid about, dude?
Big weed guy.
So and, what?
Well, the thing was is that he was like he's one of those guys. Like we can't relate. He was one of those preppy kids.
Okay.
Like he like ran track in high school, went to college.
Hence the dumb douchebag name.
Yeah, IT guy. He's quiet, but when he says like he has that he's got that need to if I feel something, everyone needs to accept it. Like every time he got mad, healthy. He goes, "Guys, I am offended. I'm offended. You guys all need to come around me and make me not offended." And I was at one point I was like, dude, like if you got stuff going on, he goes, yeah, I don't like my job. I'm like, then quit. He goes, oh man, I can't. And he told me how much money he had as a savings account. I was like, dude, that's you could easily quit and not work for 6 months and just live here and just figure your shit out.
Yeah.
But you got some shit going, like you got mental shit going on.
Yeah.
And it really boiled because Brett moved out. Brett started dating his girlfriend Cassie, and he like. Stop. That was his first girlfriend. Yeah. They're still together. They're awesome. But then they moved out, and he pretty much stopped being there. So all the animosity, like Brett's never seen Kaywood get like really wild. I was always the one. Like if he was having a bad day, I'd come and he goes, "Hey, dude." The one time he walked me in the bathroom, he goes, "Come here," and like did that point thing, and I was like, "What's up?" And I just got out of work, and I just did a show, and I did a good show. I was like, "All right, I'm fucking going home. I'm gonna fucking write, like hang out in my room." And he goes, "Hey, come here," and I was like, "Yeah, what's up, dude?" And he like points at the toilet. I cleaned the toilet a couple days ago. He points underneath the seat. Like, you know, you lift up both seats. And there was like a little pee mark from me from earlier that day. And he goes, "What is this?" And I was like, "That's urine." And he goes, "Why is it there?" And I was like, "Because I was peeing in the toilet and it must have splashed." And he goes, "It shouldn't be there. Why are you making a mess?" And I was like, "Dude, that's not a fucking mess." I was like, "My mom's a hoarder. That's a mess." Yeah. You could have just easily cleaned up pee, or if there's something in the toilet, you could just flush it. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal to wait for someone to get home, like, 7 hours.
That's ridiculous.
I don't expect somebody to clean up my mess. I don't. But if you want it clean that bad and I don't want to do it,
yeah,
you go right the fuck ahead.
Because that's a mistake. I'm not like peeing. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to leave a sprinkle on the seat. So Kaywood's pissed off. Like, no, I was just peeing. I was like, I'm in a rush. I was like, ah, peeing. Whoop, I didn't even notice because I was in a rush. It's not like I pissed everywhere. Like, it was like a public bathroom and I'm like 8 years old. I'm not doing that.
Pants all the way down to your ankles.
Yeah, moving from urinal to urinal.
Marking your entire territory. Yeah.
You laugh, but I've been in enough truck stops where it's like there's a...
Where there's ten a guys just took their time peeing on Jeremy.
Look, I don't know how you make gas money, but what I'm trying to...
That's why they call it loves.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that is. What, you know, you have the truck number 252, your shower is now available. Yeah.
So loves. Is your Jeremy.
Yeah. One of the unspoken rules of the road.
That's the rule of the road. Got to get pissed on. Yeah. But the crick of piss that exists in like the row of urinals at some truck stops.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I've got shoes on, but I feel like I need another pair of shoes.
I always wonder like, where that comes from, though. Like those people who will literally just like you're in a public bathroom where there's plenty of places to collect your your expulsions from your body.
Yeah.
Why do like some people feel the need to just like are they not paying attention? They're just on their phone, like dicks, just like whatever. Like I just don't understand. Is like or is it like you hate your job and life that much that you're like these gas station people who make probably a quarter of what I make need to clean my piss up? I don't get it. I don't get where it comes from.
I'm just assuming that everybody wanders in there and they just whip it out, no hand on it, and then it just. Let it fly, and it goes, oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, it's when you're like, no, my dick's got the job, but you just came, so it's like four. Yeah. It's like a multiverse of piss. And then you try to hold on to
Wang
it.
Wang the Conqueror?
Yeah, Wang. You like hold on to it, you're like, no, I got it now. But then the four go to two, and you're like, all right, I got it. And then the two go back to four, and you're like, ah! Yeah. Then the demon's in control.
Right, right.
Yeah, that just happens at every truck. Well, because people are coming at the truck stop.
Yeah, totally.
So that's what it is.
All right.
And then they're peeing afterwards.
Yeah, no. Now, science of deduction, I get it. I get it. Now I understand.
Yeah, we've solved a mystery.
Yeah. The process of elimination.
So after you get your truck...
Sherlock Blomes.
Yeah, Sherlock...
That's a double pun, goddammit, because blow is blow me.
Da-doom-doom.
You didn't think of it.
I saw an ad for a Blomity show, and I thought it was like a Bloods only comedy show.
My first thought was like, wait, why didn't we get booked? Blomity, no. The fat dude should be booked. No. What the fuck?
No, if you had a red bandana.
Get it. Burlesque and comedy, yeah. Blomity.
Okay, all right. That's still weird to call it that, but.
It's I thought it was a Grips Only comedy show, but no, it's not.
I like how they didn't need to save a comedy show. Like, all right, we're going to have burlesque too. And everyone's like, all right, I don't feel like laughing, but I feel like beating it off later. So it's going to be fucking awesome.
A lot of people try to make it work. And in some places it works.
Like burlesque and comedy?
Yeah, together. Some places it'll work, some places it won't.
How's the format? Like, does it start off burlesque and end burlesque and there's comedy in the middle? Or like,
it's just, it depends on who's producing. Sometimes it's, you have a block of each. Sometimes you'll go like comic, burlesque, or burlesque, comic. Or
oh, okay.
When I tried to run one that was comic, burlesque, band, comic, burlesque.
Oh.
But it's the energy levels required and the type of energy per each performance is so different.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want people to be hooting and hollering at the stripping girls, but you don't want them to be interacting with you in that way for comedy. You want them to sit on their ass, pay attention, and laugh at my jokes.
Yeah, and that first comic, too, that's got to be the hardest job, because, like, there's two burlesque acts, and then you're talking about how your dad fondled you when you were seven.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah, this happened. Everyone's like, bring on the naked lady again.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, just like everybody else here, dude.
Yeah. Like, that's got to be, like, booking that and, like, running that's got to be pretty
crazy.
I mean,
anything, though, would be, I'd rather book something like that than, like, and but I, because I would never book this, but a few weeks ago, somebody said something about inviting people to a poetry reading, and I quoted it, and I said, don't invite anybody to a poetry reading. It's rude. And I forgot that we've had people on this show before who consider themselves poets, and I've always said modern poetry is dead, and like a couple of them were like, hey, like, well, I mean it. I think poetry's bullshit. Yeah. I don't care.
Brian, have you ever done a poetry open mic?
No, I've always, there was one in Tremont, I believe, like a year or two ago. I wanted to do it, but then I just watched 22 Jump Street, and there's that scene where Jonah Hill's like doing that slam poetry,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can't beat that, and it's that's gonna be end up way better.
Yeah.
Like, there's college kids like listening at in Tremont. It's just like, well, like eight bar regulars,
yuppie,
and like four friends,
hipsters.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some weird shit happen in Tremont with Tremont regulars and comedy.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes it's a disaster. Sometimes it's an awesome disaster.
Like when somebody got shot just south of Tremont.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When somebody got shot at that room that you weren't running that night.
It was my room. And then somebody else ran it. And somebody got shot that night. And I was like, see what happens when you don't ask me shit?
Uh-huh.
You didn't ask to run my room? Somebody gets shot. Because I had friends who were in the Irish mob. I'm not saying I didn't have anything to do with it.
But you knew.
But I knew. Who did, I know the guy. I know the guy who shot the guy.
You know, my favorite thing that happened in Tremont was...
remember when the car was on fire?
I wasn't there for the
car.
Oh,
you weren't there for that night? Oh, yeah. Dude, the craziest shit in the year and 2 months that I ran this fucking open mic, like, so much crazy shit went down.
It's fucking
like,
awesome.
Like, a car got firebombed in the middle of one of our shows right in front of the Christmas Story House. Like, there was...
Oh, that's where your show was.
Yeah,
was it at the rally?
Yeah. And TM Francis choked out this fucking dude... Without hitting him, he just choked him out. He knocked this guy out. And that was the night, I've said this before, that was the night I became TM Francis's friend, not his enemy. Yeah. And we've been friends ever since.
That was one of my favorite nights.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Knocking that guy out.
Even on behalf of who it was for and what a troublemaker that person is, it was still awesome to watch TM just literally... pick a guy up by his throat behind him out of his bar stool.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
I want this show back now. Like, I want to watch people, because I went to the rally once like 2 years ago on like a 3-day bender with a bunch of bar people, and the one dude ended up passing out because we went there like, it opens at like what, 5:30 or 6?
Yeah, 5 or 6, yeah.
And we went there at like 7 or like 6 or 7. And the one dude passed out, like, that was in the group. And we, like, dragged him out. And the people in the bar were, like, about to call the cops. Like, I think that guy's on heroin. I was like, no, he's not on heroin, guys. We just did a bunch of coke these last 3 days.
If anything, his heart exploded.
Yeah. If anything, it was fentanyl, okay?
Grow up, will ya?
Grow up.
Rally has changed their clientele.
Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say, dude, if that would have happened, they would have been like, drag him outside, leave him the fuck out there. Let him die on the street.
Well, that's what the bar people were, the bar owners, the lady behind the bar, she was like, it doesn't, just make sure he's okay, get him outside. And one of the regulars, he was like one of those old guys, he goes, I see that in my son. Like, you can see, like, he got it. He's like, I care about this stranger who is really coked up for 3 days.
Dude, right before I quit Facebook, I got into it with, like, one of the reasons I quit Facebook was for this specific person who claims they don't argue with people on Facebook, but that's literally all they do.
Yeah.
And I got into a bit because, like, somebody posted something about how, you know, we should all, you know, be able to carry... What's the shit that they give people to...
Narcan.
Everybody should be able to carry Narcan around.
Like Pulp Fiction shit.
Yeah, like, everybody should be allowed to carry Narcan around so that, you know, if you see somebody overdosing, fuck you, man. Survival of the fittest. I've overdosed a couple times. Guess what? I'm still here.
Yeah.
Not my fucking problem, dude. Get the fuck out of my life. Your own.
Yeah. I'm not carrying Narcan for your ass, Jordan.
So. No. You don't have anything to worry about anymore.
I'm not doing it.
No, fucking. If I die of a fucking heroin overdose, I deserved it. Yeah. I did it to myself.
Doing a lot of heroin.
I'm gonna call Chelsea. I watched him die.
She's be like, thank God.
Yeah. He asked me for Narcan. I was like, I ain't no bitch.
I thought he meant, I went and got him a candy bar. I couldn't find Narcan.
Yeah. I got him a Mars bar. Stuck it up his ass.
I took a picture. Do you want me to send that to you? Yeah.
Took a selfie with him.
Dead on arrival. Sorry. Yeah.
This is his last moment of life, just me eating a candy bar out of your ass.
People are going to love this.
And then you do the interview on the news as Mick Jagger.
At first, I started to taste them. Yeah. Jonah's asshole.
Back in the cabin.
Answer that and stay fashionable. So your roommate.
Real fucking asshole.
Did you ever have to eat candy out of his ass?
No, I didn't.
Not yet.
But he did try to, my girlfriend now, when she, I started getting red flags. Like, when all this was happening, like, the pee thing happened, like, more, that was, like, the second run.
So there was no real red flags, aside from, like, the paranoia cleaning thing?
I didn't notice the first time I lived with him, the first year, I didn't notice any red flags, because Pat was always cleaning shit up, my buddy Pat. Yeah. And then the third run, when he came in with Brett and me, then I started realizing the red flags, because especially it was during COVID too. He was really, this motherfucker was back and forth on if COVID kills you. He's like, no, COVID, I can't move in. I was like, no, dude, I'm in the medical field and I talk to strangers for stand up, so I'm kind of a celebrity. You're fine. Celebrities don't get COVID. Tom Hanks got paid. We're just fucking with him. But I was like, no, dude, like, come back in. Like, I'm pretty safe. Like, I get tested all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And then he started getting the pee thing was, that was like the middle red flag. The first red flag was when I first started seeing my girlfriend and she met him. We were all drinking. It was like me, him, my girlfriend, and maybe one other person. And we were all drinking, and he doesn't drink that much. And we were drinking. He like wanted to play this like card game where like the card drinking game where like all the cards are like flat on the table and you flip one, you start flipping them, and then you got a drink or some shit. And I don't need
to play drinking games to get fucked up. I just like to get fucked up.
I know. I was like, I don't really want to play this game, but Kay Woods, he just moved back in. Yay, let's have fun. Like, this was the first night. I think this was the first night, one of the first couple weeks he moved in. So we're playing the game, and my girlfriend doesn't really drink beer. She's more of like a mixed drink girl.
Sure.
Yeah.
So she's playing the game, like kind of drinking this beer, and he's getting drunk, and he's like, you got to drink, you got to chug that whole beer. And I'm like looking at her, and she goes, I don't want to. And I was like, you don't have to. It's just a stupid game. And he goes, no, she has to fucking drink. And she's like, drinking. I was like, no, stop drinking. Dude, relax.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. And he like stands up. He goes, you need to fucking drink. It's a part of the game. And I'm like, and then she's drinking. I was like, stop drinking. Stop. You don't got to appease this guy.
And right, I was well, like, first and foremost, I need to have a talk with your girlfriend to not listen to you or this fucking guy.
Yeah. I was like, stop drinking. Why are you? And then because I didn't yell at him yet. Like, I was just like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And then when she, like the last time she tried to drink, I was like, you're done drinking. I chugged the beer. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just met my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're not like trying to hit her or like do anything, but you're being pretty fucking rude.
Aggressive.
Against her wishes, against my wishes. And he goes, it's a fucking game. No one plays the fucking game. You got to play the game. I was like, you don't got to. This isn't Triple H shit. You don't got to play the fucking game.
No.
And that was the big red. And then afterwards, he apologized like the next day because she slept over. And she goes, yeah, that was kind of weird. I was like, yeah, I've never seen that. And then that was kind of the first red flag. But I was busy like doing like trying to get back into stand up because it was COVID, and I was busy doing all this stuff. I didn't really pay attention to the red flags. And then there's a bunch of little. So it's like that little stuff, and then paranoia of like every other week, he's like, hey, like, you need to do a better job cleaning. Like, you need to do this more. You need to do that more. I was like, yeah, but dude, you don't, like, you're talking about cleaning shit up. If you want it done, just do it.
Yeah.
If you want me to do it,
I'll do it when I fucking want to. I'll do it
when I can. I'm not going to appease you. Like, I remember I had to go to this show. I had to go to this like Saturday. It was like one of those like first Saturday shows during the pandemic. And I'm going to the show, and there's like a couple dishes in the sink. And I was like, hey, I'm leaving. I would just let him know. I was like, hey, I'm leaving these dishes in the sink because I knew how anal he was getting. Hey, dude, I'm leaving these dishes in the sink. I gotta go to a show. And he goes, dude, you said that last time. I was like, they were in there for a day. They're in the four dishes were in the sink for a day, and you freaked out. I'm telling you, I'm leaving these here. He goes, you need to do them right now before your show. And I was like, I need to go to a show.
You're not my mom.
Yeah. And he goes, well, you don't live in your show. And I was like, well, technically I do. It's probably the best time of my life. I love the show. And then like a week later, he left a cooking sheet out with like a bunch of like pizza roll like crust on it on the top of the like and unopened on like straight on. I'm having like a mumble rap thing, just mumbling shit, like right on top of the stove.
Yeah.
And he did. He left it there for like a day and a half. I didn't say anything because I don't give a shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then I left a dish in the fucking sink. And when he came back,
he goes, you turn into New Jack?
Oh, dude, I should have. Well, he got pissed. He goes, what the fuck? That fucking dish was in the sink. I told you. I'm like, dude, you left a fucking cooking sheet with my cooking sheet with a bunch of fucking pizza roll shit on it. And he goes, I didn't leave that for 2 days. I was like, you did. He goes, why didn't you tell me? I was like, because I don't give a shit.
That
dude.
Is my. All right. So let me interject there. That is my favorite thing is when the dishes start piling up from two different groups of people. But the other group of people who does their dishes, quotes again, who does their dishes all the time, and then their dishes somehow, they turned into your dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you use that. No, I'm positive I didn't.
Yeah. That was you. I saw you make pizza rolls because you said, hey, do you want any pizza rolls? And I said, no.
Specifically. I said, no, fuck you.
Fuck your Tostino's pizza rolls.
All this is just reminding me that I need to do dishes.
Your roommate's not even home. Who gives a shit?
I mean, I've had like a plate in there for a while. I should probably.
Are you starting to feel guilty now? You're like, oh fuck, I left the dishes. I didn't tell.
No, him. I mean, I should feel really guilty about how depression has turned my my home into a hovel.
Dude, what's all right? So this has been bothering me a lot lately. It's because I'm lazy as fuck, but I'm also depressed as fuck.
Hell yeah,
and like. There's now I'm starting to hear this thing like, oh, well, yeah, some people are depressed. Some people are lazy. And I'm like, fuck, am I taking pills like then I don't need to be and I'm just lazy? Yeah. Yeah. Am I just sad because I'm lazy?
No, is that it? You can be both sad and depressed and lazy.
And lazy and all that
you can bullshit. You can be a trifecta of sad, depressed, laziness.
And anxiety. Throw that in there, too.
Oh, anxiety, too. I think that kind of goes with the sadness and the depression.
Mental illness. We could really wrap it up.
Yeah, we could just wrap it up.
I haven't cleaned my apartment since Nick left.
That doesn't surprise me, but who cares?
But does he, like, yell at you afterwards?
No.
Nick would have no room to fucking yell at anybody.
So it's like this situation. Right. Like, he leaves shit out, so you can't yell at someone else for leaving shit out.
No, we don't yell at each other I think the only time Nick yelled at me is when I did not use air freshener after taking a shit. He was
fair.
I don't want to smell your feces.
It smells like Burger King.
It was
Frank's falafel sauce.
Frank's falafel.
I haven't eaten Frank's in a minute.
I'm surprised. You just need to go to Boaz. That's the best Mediterranean food in Cleveland right now. Just for the record.
The parking is bad there.
It is. But you can, dude, if you go, you can pick it up and they, like, if you ordered online or whatever, you can go in and they have the online orders, like, right at the table with your name written on it and, like, closed up and everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Boaz, dude. It's like, it's the best falafel I've ever had in my life.
I've realized this year I fucking love falafel.
Right, dude? It's so good. So fucking good.
I worked at a falafel place for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And I was just getting free food. And I was like, this place is awesome. Then they underpaid me. And I was like, okay, time to leave. But at the one point I was like, am I getting underpaid? But I'm still getting free falafel.
Dude, that was like, that was one of the things when I left Citizen Pie. I was like, man, I'm getting these $20 pizzas for free.
Yeah.
And it's good. But I was like, I'm miserable because I have to talk to these fucking cunts that come in here. I don't like the general public.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Nick and I like never fight.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And I feel like if you guys do, it's just like a really like intense good conversation.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some intense good conversations, definitely. But it's never like erupted into anything because we're very similar people.
I'm so happy Chelsea doesn't listen to this show because, like, I was, like, in the bathroom the other day and I was, like, cleaning it up. And we're both slobs, but, like, I always have to initiate the cleaning. But, like, at the same time, I'm messy, so I'm, like, I don't get on her ass about it.
Yeah.
It does get frustrating sometimes. But so I was in the bathroom the other day, and I open up the cabinet. You know, everybody's got, like, the fucking little trash can in there.
Yeah.
And it was just piled, like, 6 inches over it with, like, makeup wipes and fucking all this bullshit. And so I texted her, and this was my – because I hate this. I didn't mean to say, can we not do this, because that's what my mom used to say.
Yeah.
And we meant me.
Yeah.
So I said, can we not do this? She goes, yeah, we need to break that habit. I wanted to be like, bitch. Oh, it's not my habit. Yeah. It's yours. I don't wear makeup all that often.
Only on Sundays. Yeah.
You think that's bad? Before my son was my son, he was my daughter, and he had a pile of used pads behind.
Oh my god!
Oh, fuck you! I would disown that child.
Yeah,
I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
I don't care if you're they, them, he, she. You're fucking gross, yeah, is what you are.
Now you're happy as a boy.
I should have known that something was right there. But I just figured,
hey,
like,
you don't take care of yourself like a chick, just so you know. Yeah.
All of... I just figured all kids are gross.
Yeah.
Oh, which is 100% true.
You know how many kids you see just pick their nose and then, like, hug other kids?
Yeah.
And some of them lead into adulthood just being like, yeah, I pick my nose. So what? No one knows.
Fucking dirt merchants.
I pick my nose all the time.
Sometimes you got to get that shit out of there.
Oh, yeah, secret. And then you don't tell anybody. It happens. They're like, oh, fuck it, I don't have it.
Like, when a kid pisses their pants and they get, like, afraid to tell. Like, no, tell somebody, because that's fucking disgusting. Yeah. You come up to me and I fucking get wet, I'm going to backhand the shit out of you. I don't care if it's my kid or not.
Kids touch it and shit. Yeah, they're like, am I wet? And they're like, whoop, I'm soaked. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, it's pretty sunny out.
Peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis. Yeah.
There was one of the kid acquaintances that I have.
I want a clip of that specifically.
What's a kid acquaintance?
I didn't want to have any,
yourself.
I didn't want to have any clues as to who it was, so I didn't say niece or nephew or godson or any identifying information. I said kid acquaintance. Let me rephrase it. One of the children I sodomized. After I sodomized him at school one day, he pooped his pants because his asshole was too spread out. And he left it in his pants all day because he was embarrassed to tell anybody. And he developed quite a bit of diaper rash when he got home. He had to go to the hospital. The diaper rash.
When
so
did you
marry
the Queen of fucking England?
I just assume that's how people sound when they fuck kids.
Yeah. Hello, I'm going to have sex with you, 4 year old. Oh my god. So anybody in, like, the what are they what's the what is Australia is one and fucking Canada's one? They're all, like, part of, like, the of England. What's that called?
The Commonwealth?
Yes, the Commonwealth. That's what I meant. So everybody in those countries, they all fuck
kids. I'm
going
to fuck kids. Yeah. All right.
I mean, that whole island was literally built on criminals. Like,
that's not a dick.
That's a dick.
That's a dick.
Gobbledyle Dundee. Oh, fuck. Roommates, though. Am I right, guys?
I spilled Pedialyte on my pants, and it looks like I pissed my pants.
Dude, your roommate is so mad at you right now.
Dude, he's fucking pissed.
You're
going to
walk in the door, he's going to be like, what's this on your pants?
Yeah, he's like, why did you do that? Why are you coming to this house with that on your pants?
Are you pissing red? You shouldn't be here. You have COVID. Let me hit this bowl.
Yeah, let me
Are you sure he's not on meth? He's like, how paranoid the guy sounds.
Well, so this brought up, you guys talking for some reason, and still the first... I forgot about this red flag. It was the first red flag. Okay. It was me. Again, the first round, me, Pat, Kaywood. I grew up to where if the fridge is full, like, I got a pizza.
Yeah.
I got Little Caesars pizza, and I was like, I bought two pizzas because I didn't eat all day, so I was going to eat one that day. The next one, oh, there's no room in the fridge. Put it in the oven.
Yeah.
I put the pizza box in the oven. So I get a call the next day from my roommate Pat, and he goes, "Hey," and I was like, "What's up?" He goes, "You want to come to the house?" And I was like, "Why?" And he goes, "I can't tell you on the phone. Just be here." So I come in, and the dude Kaywood's like standing, like it's kind of like just like a mother that just got cheated on. Like that's the vibe I got.
Like he a goes, white woman.
Yeah, but he was so paranoid. This was the first time, like he was like the first argument we ever had, and the first ever argument. And he goes, like when he would yell sometimes, he would be like, "Hey." Like kind of sound like Jerry Seinfeld, like out of wind.
What's the deal with this piss?
What are you doing? What's going on? And the one day he's like yelling at me. He goes, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "I almost caught the house on fire." And I was like, "How? How did you almost?" He goes, "Because you left a pizza box in the oven." And I was like, "But yeah, there was no more. Look in the fridge. There's no more room.
Yeah,
there's no more room, so we put it in the oven." And then he goes, "Well, I was preheating, and I almost caught it on fire because you didn't fucking tell anyone you left the pizza box in the oven." And I was like, "Wait, you didn't check the oven before you used it?" And he was like, "Why would I need to check the oven before I use it?" And I was like, "I don't know, in case there's a pizza box in there."
Yeah.
And he gets pissed because he's logic. He's that one of those person that's confident in his logic. Yeah. So once you use your profound logic,
yeah,
it's just pure anger. Mm-hmm. And he was so pissed. He goes, "Because I don't need to check the oven. Nothing should be in there." I was like, "Hey, Kaywood, do you check your car for gas every time you drive it?" He's, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, you check something before you use it. You just don't know it. You should check everything before you use it." He goes, "But I'm never going to put a pizza box in the oven." And I was like, "Yeah, but you got roommates, and the fridge is full, so you're bound to have something in the oven, probably. My fault you almost burned down the fucking house because you don't check shit before you use it. Mm-hmm. You're living in your world.
How long before you start smelling like a burnt cardboard smell, yeah, you know, you idiot? Fuck."
And I asked him, and then we were fucking, like, because he came at me, and I was like, "I ain't putting up with this shit."
Yeah.
You know, if I'm wrong, I will say I'm sorry for not telling you I put it there, but I'm not going to take the blame for burning the fucking house down because you didn't check something before you used it.
Mm-hmm.
And like he starts yelling at me. I was like, "Dude, fuck you, dude. You're coming at me. You need to check shit." I was like, "I will apologize because I'm too nice of a fucking person for not telling you I left a pizza box in the oven, but it's not my fault you started the oven without checking it."
Mm-hmm.
You're in your world. You need to live in the world, dude. That's not how the world doesn't revolve around your rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, "Fuck you." And he went to his room, and I was like, and then like, I was so pissed. I knocked on his door, and he goes, "You come to apologize?" I was like, "No, I came to ask for $5. And he's like, "Why?" I was like, that was my dinner today. $5 pizza. And then he got pissed. And then the next day.
The righteous indignance is amazing.
Because I'm like, dude, I'm a comic, man. Like, I don't want to fuck with you. But once you, what he showed me weakness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like. And I'm a nice person. Like, if I'm very wrong, I've been wrong. Like, we're all wrong all the time.
Sure.
And I feel guilty when I'm wrong. And I get in my own head even when I'm not wrong. But this was one of those moments I was like, I apologize for not telling him. And he still tried to blame it on me. Yeah, that guy's kind of, he was being an asshole. I didn't know he was an asshole. I thought he was being an asshole.
Mm.
So that was probably the first moment.
Yeah.
But I want to quickly go into the end because the end is probably the best part.
Sure.
So.
I just want to say real quick, if somebody introduced themselves to me as Kaywood, I'd be like, "Is that your real name?" If they said no, I'd be like, "Well, I'm not going to call you that because you don't deserve it."
I start calling him Johnny, and he really didn't like it. Because I was like, "Your name's John. Johnny." He goes, "Don't fucking call me Johnny."
Why not Jaywood?
Yeah, Jaywood. Yeah, he smokes J's.
Yeah, man. All right, so the last thing.
So this is built up. So we go to check out a place. We go to check out a place moving
You're
gonna out.
You're going to continue to live with this
Hold
dude?
On. I was like, maybe. I was like, he's kind of going frantic. He doesn't like his job. He doesn't like the cleanliness of the house, even though it was clean. Like, he's still in his own head. Yeah. And I was like, I need somewhere to move out because Brett moved out. So I'm like, all right. And he goes, "You want to move somewhere else?" I was like, "Yeah, I will move somewhere else." So we end up meeting. We end up going to a friend of his has this place. And it's like really, it's a really nice place. Like it's in like downtown Lakewood.
Okay.
I live by a school, so like it's fine, but it's like really well priced.
Don't tell Jerry you live by a school.
Got a lot of acquaintances.
You live by a school. fancy.
By school, you mean pool?
Yeah. So, what happens is we meet the guy, and the landlord was kind of weird. He was a nice guy. He like lived upstairs. He wasn't harm. Like he was that guy you just tell him something and then he's easy communication.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, this guy's cool. So then Kaywood's like, yeah, I want to be his friend. And I was like, hold on, this is getting weird.
Oh God.
So then, but so he's like, I want to be his friend. I want this place reasonably priced. He hasn't given me a price, so I don't want to rip him off. And I was like, well, no, there's nothing ripping people off if they get, if he gives us a price.
And we like it.
If we like it, we go with it. And if we don't like it, we don't go with it. Because it's based off your living and my living wages.
Yeah.
And
not so, like I like this guy. I want to give him an extra $100 a month, yeah, you fucking dick face.
No, nobody tips their landlord.
Oh, you're in for a treat. So we see the place and the guy, the landlord loves us.
Okay.
I'm asking questions. And this was actually one of those times the landlord was kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, which I'm a nerd, but he was more of a computer nerd.
Okay.
Like he was like, yep, I play video games 24/7, like, which is fine, but that's him and they had that in common. So yeah. I was like, oh, I put my charm up. Mm-hmm. And then the guy didn't really, he thought I was nice and thought I was cool, but he was like, they were really broing out. Like, yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, we could work out down here. Oh, yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't live here. But it was a really nice, it was a really nice spot. And he's going over the prices. He's like, yeah. So he goes, I rented out for $900, but they lived here for 4 years. So we're thinking I can go $1,000. $1,000? I was like, oh, $1,000's great. Right before I say something, the dude, Kaywood's like, well, dude, we don't want to rip you off. You can give a higher price. And the guy goes, $1,100? And Kaywood's like, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, I'm not going to rip that guy off. I was like, no, he gave us a price. He's fine with that price if he gave that to us. So then I'm so pissed. I'm just like, whatever. The rest of, like, I don't, like, say anything. I am now the lady that had a bad meal at Olive Garden. Yeah. Just kind of in the car, just like, it was fine. It was like, I'm just kind of like, I don't want to yell at this fucking guy. I don't yell at people. I'm holding it in. Mm-hmm. A couple days later, I'm like looking at my finances. I am like $200 in debt. I need to pay $1,100. We need to split $1,100 a month and pretty much $1,100 the first month for like, you know, like just renting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, dude, I can't. Like a couple days later, I was like, hey, dude, I honestly can't
afford
live.
It.
I can't afford to live anywhere, honestly.
Yeah.
Like I can't, and so I need to move back in with my parents, or like hang out with my, like stay with my girlfriend, like do that. And then he's like, you kind of screwed me over. I was like, dude, I told you like 3 days later. I was like, I told you three. How did I screw you over? And then he's like, I'm kind of disappointed you screwed me over. We have a talk. He's a little disappointed. I was like, I get it, whatever. So then,
did you agree to move into this place?
No, it was right before we were sending our background checks. And
yeah,
I just, right when I sent my background check, I remember I went to work, then I came back and I called him. I was like, hey, dude, I know I just sent the background check,
this
but
ain't gonna work.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And he was kind of like butthurt about it. And we didn't have a yelling match. He was just like, oh man, I kind of feel screwed over. Now I need to find another place to live by myself. I was like, well, dude, I'm sorry. I don't want to fucking live with my parents or, you know, move, you know, but I have to because I don't have any fucking money right now, dude.
Yeah.
And he save up. And so like a week goes by and like we didn't have a bad altercation from that. He kind of told me how he was feeling. I was like, I get it. You're in a rough spot. Again, I'm too nice. I'm like, you're in a rough spot. It's fine. We didn't yell at each other. He told me he was like kind of sad. And I was like, it's fine. You're going to find a good place. You can find another roommate for that if you want. You'll be all right, dude. You got fucking money. You're fucking loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I forgot what the trigger was. This was the last moment. These were the last 3 or 4 days. The last 3 or 4 days, it was Loki, the Loki series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first episode came out.
Okay.
So for all those Marvel shows, I was staying up till 3 a.m. I was like, yeah, staying up.
For them to drop?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Fucking
fuck yeah.
Loving it. So I'm on the phone with my girlfriend at the house, and it's like 2:55, and I'm so excited for the Loki series. Because yeah. I was like, it's going to be better than WandaVision.
It was.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier was grounded, but it was still classic Captain America. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but Loki's going to be crazy, I can tell. So I'm like laughing, like talking on the phone. I walk past his room, and I'm on the porch smoking a cigarette. And the dude like yanks my shirt, like yanks my shoulder. And I look at it, and I have my AirPods in, so I'm like ready to punch somebody. Yeah. And I see it's him. And I was like, hey, what the fuck? And he's like, you're fucking yelling, walking past my fucking room? I was like, well, sorry, I was laughing. I'm like on the phone with Lexi. And he goes, I don't fucking care, dude. You're fucking selfish. Fuck you. I'm glad I'm not fucking living with you. You're a piece of shit. Bye, motherfucker. And then closed the door. And like right before he closed the door, I'm like, dude, you need to go get fucking laid.
Mm.
By the way, he hasn't got laid in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And the last time I got him laid, he was way too drunk to remember. And that was like his big crush. And I'm like, hey, I tried to help you. Maybe hold your liquor. But I'm going to speed it up a little bit. So he gets really pissed. And I tell him to go fuck himself. Because I'm like, dude, you just fucking yank, like, coming at me. Now I'm not even pumped about Loki. Now I just want to fucking get pissed off and punch a wall.
Yeah.
So I go back to open the door. Like, there's a, I have a front door, and then it's like, you know, like some places have like a little, like tiny little hallway in front of, so it's like a front door, and then the door, like kind of like, not across from it, but like next to it.
Yeah.
So I open the first door, and I try to open the second door, and it like barely opens. He moved a fucking couch in front of the door. He moved a couch in front of the door, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I took a picture. I'll show you guys a picture after. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? So, like, I'm pissed. You know, I'm watching Marvel. It's a heavy fucking couch. So I just end up, like, one arm. Like, I'm, you know, like, when you get really angry, you could just lift shit.
Oh, yeah.
I just fucking, like, barely squeezed my arm, like, on the side of the door, lifted the couch, pushed it, ran to his fucking room, and pretty much told him he's a piece of shit. I was like, dude, you're fucking coming at me right now because I walked past your room laughing. Go fuck yourself, dude. You're a fucking bitch. And then he's like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. And he's like kind of just being like, fuck you. I don't have to fucking live with you. I don't need to deal with your shit anymore. I was like, what shit are you dealing with? He's like, you're always lying. I was like, what do you mean lying? He goes, you're always saying you're sorry. And I was like, yeah, because I'm sorry. He goes, but then you do similar things to that you were sorry for.
This
I was
dude
like,
needs a fucking psychiatrist. Yeah. Dude.
And I'm like, well, that's what happens in life. I mean, I don't make this crazy mistakes. Like what? I'm fucking talking on the phone, walking past a room, and you're bitching at me. So then I'm fucking heated. I'm heated all fucking day. I'm with the Cosimo.
Yeah.
I'm with the Cosimo. And I'm telling him, and AJ's like, fuck that guy. He's like, that guy's a motherfucker. Because he met him once. He goes, I didn't fucking like that guy when I met him. And now I just want to fucking punch that guy in the fucking face. I was like, yeah, AJ. So then what I end up doing is we end up going to the Village Tavern, and I was going to do stand up and I'm so fucking heated. So right before I go to the Village, me and my buddy show up. And by the way, Kaywood stopped smoking weed for like the week beforehand for like a drug test. So he stopped smoking weed, and he was very particular. Like he didn't want to smoke. Like he like made like one of those like paper towel things.
A
like,
sploosh.
He made a sploosh because like he was like paranoid that the neighbors upstairs who's a DJ that they gave a shit about weed.
Oh my God.
And he was paranoid about the landlord always. I was like, dude, no one fucking gives a shit. Weed's fucking fine.
Yeah, nobody cares.
So my buddy comes over, and I was so pissed. He goes, I'm gonna hang it. Like he was like being a good friend. He's like, I'm gonna hang out with you. You're fucking feeling it. Cause I'm feeling that regret. Like I should have fucking punched him.
Yeah.
Because someone's just trying to fucking take advantage of my kindness and just like they're taking out their aggressions on me. So my buddy Andrew hits a bowl in the house, and I'm like kind of like I see him do it. I'm just like whatever. Like my roommate's not there. Like I don't care because I'm just like fucking heated, and I'm like I need to get a fucking glass of water. So I get a glass of water, and the dude Kaywood walks from the front door with to go food, comes in the house, and I'm like. Okay. And he goes, fucking, that guy's fucking smoking weed. What the fuck? I'm not mad at you. Brian, you're a piece of shit. Again, you're fine. I don't know you that well. I'm like, hey, Andrew, can you walk out of the room, please? And I fucking go off on this dude. I'm like, dude, you're a motherfucker.
Oh, I would have done it in front of him. I would have done it in front of the dude.
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't.
No, I get that you don't want to, but at that point, I would have been like.
Oh, my Puerto Rican came out. Because anytime he said something, I was like, nah, you shut the fuck up, you pussy ass bitch. And I was like, I'm bigger than you. I'm smarter than you. You make more money than me, but I can beat it out of you. And I start getting really mad. Like, I don't threaten him. Right. The only time I do is he's trying to say all this shit. I was like, you got fucking problems. You think I got problems. You have fucking mental problems. And I was like, and he was like, I don't care. He goes, keep talking. You just sound crazy. And I was like, hey, you want to sound crazy, huh? How about you meet me in the front yard and I'll beat your fucking ass and I'll take a selfie in front of your passed out body. And he goes, and then he walks out of his room. He goes, I might call the cops because you threatened me. And I was like, I asked for your consent to fight, asshole. And I started kind of laughing because I had to say that out loud. And then like we move our cars because like he parked behind. He goes, well, I need to fucking move. And I was like, fuck you. We're going to move your fucking car. And I'm like walking. There's like neighbors outside. And I'm following this dude to his car saying, you're a fucking bitch. You're all fucking talk. Then I come to you and you're fucking scared. You're trying to get the demon out of me. I start doing that fucking. I literally felt like fucking him and Danny McBride in Hot Rod. I literally felt like that where he was like just fucking pissed. And I said that out loud and I didn't laugh until like 20 minutes later. But then he ends up moving we end up moving the car as he goes in there, and I'm walking to him. Neighbors that I've known for 3 years are kind of looking at me. I was like, I'm sorry. He's a fucking asshole. And then I go to the Village and I have a couple beers, but I can't even drink because I'm so fucking angry.
Yeah.
So I end up going back with my other buddy. We end up going back, me, my other buddy, and my girlfriend. And we have like three big couches. And it's like 3 a.m. I know he's sleeping. Because the last time I woke him up.
Yeah.
So I get boiled up. I was like, all right, if he wants to be petty, I can play this game. We moved all of our couches in front. So how our rooms were was that like you walked into a, like it was like the living room. Like the dining room, and then there's like a door that opens up, like you got to open it out.
Yeah.
And then once you open that, his room's right on the left, there's a bathroom, and then Brett's room, and then my room. So there's that little hallway, it's the only way in and out. So in front of that little hallway door, we put all the fucking couches there. I moved every single piece of furniture there, and just barely enough so we, I don't know, legality wise, I didn't want to like him, like, I didn't want to go to jail.
Kidnapping or something.
Yeah, restraint. So I left a little bit of room, but it was pure pettiness. Like, and I was so hulked up. I was like, I don't care if I move all this shit. Like, I don't fucking care. Mm. And I left all of them fucking, I left all the fucking couches and all that shit in front of that fucking door. So when he opened it, you know he was pissed off. And I left him enough room to open, like a little bit of space, but he had to like crawl, like, crawl, but like put his feet sideways and like walk really particular and like climb over couches and shit. And I didn't see him after that for a couple days, but then my landlord always talks to me. The landlord doesn't really tell him stuff because the landlord's really foreign, and I'm the only one that can understand him because I have an abuela. And it's like foreign languages are like not that hard for me to understand.
Right.
And so he calls me and like they're doing open houses. And this is like 2 days after the couches. I haven't been back to the house since. So the landlord goes, hey, he goes, yeah, we're having an open house, people coming at 12:30. And I was like, okay. And it's like 12. And I remember I was like, oh, fuck, the couches are still there. I'm going to go back there and save my own ass. And so I go back there and I'm like, all right, there's two things going on in my head. A, if the couches are still, if the landlord's there and the couches are there, I play dumb. If the landlord's not there, I move all the couches back to where they were and I just leave. So I move all the couches back, and I'm kind of giggling because I'm like, the landlord's not here. My dumb fucking – I'm like giggling the whole time. I'm like, whoa, I'm fucking cool. I just got revenge, and it's pretty fun. And so then I end up opening his door, and he's like on his bed. Like, and also, I turned off the Wi-Fi. Sorry, he works at home. I turned off the Wi-Fi with the couches. I like changed the password and everything. It was under his name, so I couldn't legally. He didn't know the password or anything. So yeah, he was on his. I can't believe I missed that. That was the most revenge, actually, because he works from home.
That's
and this
amazing.
Was on and this I did this on a Wednesday, so he had like a Thursday and Friday to get fucked. So, and then he's like on his bed on his phone with his headphones, and he just kind of like looks at me like a stare. And I was like, oh, I'm just happy you're alive. Like, that's all. And I start laughing, and all the couches are moving. I see Dimitri out there and the landlord, and he goes, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, sorry, we were moving around furniture. I moved it all back to look nice. So, like, the carpet, like, there might be furniture marks like everywhere because we were moving shit around. And I'm like giggling. I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, yeah, John, know that there's a open house. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, John's fully aware there's an open house. And then all of a sudden, I watch the people. I stay there for a minute.
Sure.
I'm, like, late to work. I meet the new people. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, they're checking the place out. I watch them walk in. And then I just see Dimitri talking, and I'm, like, on the front. And I'm like, I did it. I got – revenge feels good.
Oh, yeah.
Revenge. I've never gotten, like, pure revenge. And this is, like, in 26 years. I'm 26. And this is the first time I gave it to someone who deserved it.
Sure.
And I was like, God damn it, this is wonderful. And I just I looked at his light. He turned his light off and turned it back on because I know he turned it off. And then they came in, so he turned it back on. And that's the last I saw of him. Fucking
really?
Scumbag. Yeah. And I deleted his number and everything. Yeah. He unfollowed me on Instagram. That's when I could tell it was real. Fucking. And I still feel good. Like, now I'm all kind of hyped up. Like,
oh, yeah. It's like, therapeutic to like fucking do that.
Yeah.
Especially when they deserve it. Like, really deserve it.
That's a long story. I wanted you guys to talk because it's your pod, but.
No. This is perfectly fine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I feel so like. Because I wanted to fucking punch the guy.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he was just a motherfucker. Because when I talked to him, I went into him that second time after the weed thing. I was like, dude, you have no fucking friends. And anytime he said something, he goes, you're going to kill yourself one day. I was like, I will, motherfucker, but I'll fucking see you in hell. I'll beat this shit out of you. And, like, because he tried to say stuff. I was like, I don't care. You could say whatever you want. I'm going to I've made people that don't want to laugh at my comedy giggle.
Yeah.
I can make someone that's trying to think they're smarter than me. I can belittle the fuck out of you, dude. And I feel really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So awesome.
It's better when you beat people mentally, you know, instead of like kicking the shit out of somebody. Psychological warfare is so much better.
Yeah.
You fuck people up way more that way.
I felt like the Undertaker.
I'm going to put you on my symbol.
How pissed would you guys be if you worked from home and you thought you were smarter than your roommate and he turned off the Wi-Fi?
Oh, dude, that'd be... I would
also,
like
if you're stressed at your job.
Well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall to, like, once you had turned off the Wi-Fi and left, I would have loved to seen his reaction.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been, like, that's where the money is.
Because you know he played with the... I know he played with the Wi-Fi.
Oh, for sure.
Because I was going to move the Wi-Fi box, but then I called my dad at, like, 4 a.m. I was like, Dad, I'm getting fucking revenge on that motherfucker. I was like, he goes, do what you got to do, but is the box in his name? And I was like, it might be. And he goes, don't move the box. And I was like, oh, just change the password. Change the Wi-Fi name, password, and then change the account information, password, online, and then I'm good because I'm the only one that has it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
That's fantastic. I'll just say, like, this isn't roommate shit, but Chelsea just sold a fucking record for $600. And through Discogs and
ABBA.
No, it's this old Akron band that put out like 1 7-inch, and so she sold it on Discogs. But the guy hit her up and was like, "Hey, so I don't have to pay like $60 fee like through Discogs. Can you sell it to me on eBay?" So she did. He's now trying to refund it, like get it, because he got it and fucked it up, and so. Like, they were going back and forth. And, like, the people she was talking, because they always side with the buyer. Like, they always side with the buyer. They never side with the seller. And she was like, I think she got him down to, like, she's giving him a 25% refund. She's going to keep the rest of the money.
Okay.
But that does not change the fact that we are going to sign him up for every fucking mailing list that this guy will never want.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Dude, Chelsea's a fucking evil genius. And I'm like, oh, I got shit. She goes, because I used to work at like a telemarketing place. She goes, could we get him on one of his lists? I can sign you up for every fucking one I remember calling.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Good night, mate. I'm coming over to your house and booking your kids.
Cheerio.
Get on this list, governor.
So, Brian, where can we find you on the internet?
By the way, this was awesome. Oh, God. This is stress relief. You can find me on Instagram at the Brian Sternick, Twitter at the Brian Sternick. I don't have a www. I don't have a website yet, but you can find me on MySpace. my account's still on.
No, I don't know if we follow each other on Instagram. We might. But ever since I had to switch to the Hate Flow account, I never see your shit anymore. So I'm just gonna have to like start interacting with you.
Yeah,
because
we were interacting on Twitter about like a bunch of wrestling shit.
Exactly. Every day. So I'm following you there. Yeah, I'll just have to like interact with you more. So you keep. I hate the fucking. There's so many people's shit that I just don't want to see. I'm like, I want to talk to people that I used to talk to on my old account.
Yeah. You know how many fucking like open on Twitter? You know how many like open micers? Like, I don't care. If you're an open micer, that's fine. But I'll see like someone on like Twitter with like 17,000 followers. It's usually like a New York like girl comedian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then like they'll post like the funniest fucking jokes and get so much feedback, like hundreds of retweets and like hundreds of favorites, and then they'll post one of their stand-ups and it's just like at a fucking dive bar with like the worst jokes. And I'm gonna let the hate flow because I'm kind of feeling it. A lot of funny, but I'm just like, how are you just have all these, you're maybe people, you're a visual laugh or something.
Because you get more followers when you live in New York or LA.
Yeah. It's insane.
That's just what it is. Although I know some LA guys that don't have as many followers as they should.
And they're hilarious.
Like
Josh Morrow, I think he's really funny. He's only got like 300 Twitter followers and he was traveling
mm-hmm.
like all like different states, like a working comic. And then you see someone that has like awful on stage
mm-hmm.
and then they're blowing it up on social media.
Yeah, well it's different skill sets needed to do effective social media promotion to where you get those numbers that mean something to the people that are going to book you and actually like doing the thing that you're being booked for. It's different skill sets. Also, people buy followers. So
Yeah, that's true.
That was what I was going to say.
But I don't know. I enjoy some of those like people that they make good online content, and it's just like, we're going to keep our relationship online, and then I'm not going to get tricked into trying to book you for something.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that happened, I saw somebody, they had a couple of TV appearances that were really funny, and then they were really funny online.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, they're coming to Youngstown. I really want to go see them. So I ended up borrowing somebody's car and like driving out there and getting there, missing my friend that was on the show that like got me in to see their set. And he looks at me and says, just hang around until she starts checking the audience members' purses. I was like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, she closes by checking, going through people's purses in the crowd.
God.
And I'm like,
no!
No, mate!
I'm going to fuck your kids, mate!
You don't know what you're fucking doing if that's what you're closing.
God
with.
Damn.
That was their closer. I was so mad.
Shit.
So, yeah, don't do that. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find somebody that hates their roommate as much as Brian Sternick.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rapid offender! You can see right through my skin! I don't care about making mistakes! I keep standing up and falling on my face!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.